Yo, it's your boy Young Jedi Fresh. It's the YGOG podcast show. I'm joined by my esteemed colleague and partner in crime, this guy.
Yo, it's your boy Splashy. We out here. Arthur Fist one time. Feel me? We out. What's good? How we feeling today?
I'm actually feeling a little under the weather.
As you may know. What we sipping on over there?
This is some ginger ale, man.
Ginger ale? Yeah. Nah, I think it's a seltzer. That ain't no ginger ale.
Oh, right. That's
it's a seltzer. Yo, shout out to Vintage one time.
Shout out to Vintage one time. I actually was clowning Wifey.
You gotta show it.
I was clowning Wifey for this because I thought it was like the store brand. I don't know. I'm just conditioned not to like the store brand. Call me bougie, whatever you want to do.
It was definitely my first time seeing that, but it tastes pretty good.
It does. Yeah. So shout out to Vintage Seltzer one time. Lemon lime. It's thirsty and it keeps you refreshed and all that good stuff. It's good though.
I don't know. It's a Friday.
It is. Is this ruining our shot, Super Producer Vic? We good? I can leave this here.
Here we are.
We be tight at us, man. Producer Vic be like
director. It's director Vic.
Well, I'm just calling Super.
Okay, all right, Super.
Super Vic.
Super Vic.
Super Vic Van Gogh.
We out here.
Holla at him. Get on his Instagram. You single, bro? Yo, holla at him. For real, ladies. Get at that girl. Get at that boy.
V-I-C-T-O-R. Get at that man. V-A-N-G-O.
You going to spot him? Hold him up. All right, hold on. It's a YGOG podcast, bro.
Man. Okay, all right.
Giving Vic too much shine. No disrespect.
No disrespect. No.
You get your own show, that's all.
Go home and film your own thing.
Yeah, film your own thing.
Man. Wait, what we got back here?
Yeah!
Yo! Wow. Yo, shout out to the production team. Whoever came up with this idea, shout out to the production team. We finally got the logo up, you know.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
You know, we're trying to, amplify and...
look like a young Will Smith in my...
what did I say last time?
Looking like a young Will Smith.
We're trying to revamp the setup. We trying to vamp up the setup.
Yeah.
Or revamp, so you know.
Yeah, I mean, but real talk though, Vic, no, I'm just messing with him. Shout out to you, bro. We appreciate him. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have these great videos. So appreciate you, dog.
Seriously.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was last week, man. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Did you eat a lot?
I didn't, man. I was eating, but I was just like, just taking it. I'm older, so I gotta watch what I eat.
You old, but you young.
Yeah.
Because you say you're young Jedi.
Yeah.
And my apologies. I need to start calling you by Jedi.
Yeah, man.
Titles. So, young Jedi.
Got my lady's government name out there.
Shout out to her one time. You know who you are. Does she tune in?
Yeah.
She used to tune
all the time. She doesn't email us.
She don't email us.
But she listens.
Wait, on a consistent basis?
She's never emailed us.
Okay, but
she can just talk to us.
But she watches it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hmm. Shout out to everybody watching, man.
Yeah.
We got a few emails trickling in. Still counting on you guys to email us because it's not enough. But we appreciate those who've reached out to us over electronic mail. Appreciate y'all. Love the feedback. Thanks so much. It's episode 7.
Episode 7, man.
Season 001. Remember when I used to do that? I used to like do 001. Like, so long ago.
Season 001.
Yeah, remember those days?
Yeah. Mm. Wow, episode 7 already. That's crazy. Also have video on YouTube. We have a YouTube account.
We got a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Email us, Instagram us, and YouTube us now.
YouTube us. Subscribe to us. We just wanted to, again, revamp or amplify our, the show. And, shout out to the people that, tune in onto the podcast. But some of you guys have requested that you guys want to see videos. Okay. And, why not do both at once? So yep, make sure you subscribe. It would be dope if you guys left a comment while you're watching.
Please do that. Comment below.
If emailing is too much, maybe comment like what you want to see on the show. Yeah. Like certain topics or...
If you don't want to see us.
If you don't want to see us.
We don't even want to see you.
We could just censor our faces and it'll be blurred out.
We could just leave this up.
We could just leave this up and we could just like do the talking from behind.
Yeah. You look like Dr. Octopus.
What? Wait, Dr. Octopus?
Yeah.
Oh, is that his name?
I mean, that's his... What do you
from
mean?
From Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Otto Octavius. You look comic like... Fans. Like a young Will Smith.
You look like Mr. Potato Head over here. A young Will Smith? No, I see that.
All right, I see the Mr.
Potato Head. Y'all like our logo? Like, yeah.
Shout out to can we?
Yeah, we could.
Oh, shout out to Cindy.
Shout out to Cindy one time.
Yeah, she designed our logo. If y'all need some help with designing logos, and you probably do, email us. We'll put you in contact with a great graphic designer named Cindy.
So what are we talking about today? What's been on your mind?
Man, I've just been again under the weather.
It looks like Cindy is actually giving us a call.
Oh my
goodness! What is
this?
Nah,
is that serious?
That's crazy. Live feed.
Can you call?
What do I hit her with?
I think you gotta hit her with the decline because live.
I gotta decline that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to bang them on you. Oh man. He said he was supposed to
play. Wow, this was on airplane mode. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
He's supposed to be the young guy knowing the technology. Are you back in the frame?
We back.
Wow. We showing real bootlegness right now, man. Oh man.
How we looking, Vic?
Okay. All right, man. Damn. Wow. He's still recording. This is live. There's no take one.
Yo,
twos.
That's crazy.
Oh goodness,
yo,
Lord.
It's because I'm on Wi-Fi.
True that.
Do I need to be on Wi-Fi?
If you turn off Wi-Fi, we're gonna lose a logo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. This is what I'm gonna do. Sorry guys. You keep rolling.
My name is Young Jedi Fresh. It's a OG show now. And good thing, good riddance, to be honest with you, because these young people over here are always talking how they know everything and they're better than me or better than us older folks. I'm getting tired of it, to be honest with you. But what I want to do is, like, you know, probably give you like a PSA right now about saying, you know, reaching out to the loved ones during the holidays. You know, we always have some relationships out there that get fractured. I don't know what else to say. This is actually kind of strange. I'm just making this up.
Yeah. Are we good? Back at it. Sorry for the technical difficulty. No, we're not. We're going with the flow.
We gotta retake this.
Yo,
bro.
Come on. No, we not. We gonna keep going. It's raw. Okay. We going raw.
All right.
We out. What's all up? Right.
Super producer Vic said we good. So I'm gonna keep rolling.
Back at it.
Pardon us.
So the hottest topic. Wait, did you listen to the mixtape that dropped?
Which mixtape?
Tekashi 6ix9ine, Dummy Boy.
Oh man,
Dummy Boy, Diki Daki, I don't even know what he's saying.
What I did hear is that Tekashi's not gonna be Tekashi for any longer. Daniel Hernandez from now on.
Mr. Hernandez. Shout out to Daniel, Mr. Hernandez, one time.
You know what, all jokes aside, I don't want to laugh at someone being incarcerated at the moment with some pretty heavy charges against them. I didn't like his music. You know, I listened, I tried to give him a shot. I wasn't a big fan, but over the past week, 2 weeks, he's been arrested and charged with a couple things.
Yeah.
Shooting guns. Gang banging.
Didn't you say there was a New York Times article?
Yeah, so it's I actually read an article in the Times a couple days ago about Tekashi 6ix9ine. So shout out to the Times for this article. I don't remember the writer. So
we'll include the link. In the description so you guys could
take a look,
see what we're talking about. But
so I read this article and it was actually extremely enlightening. You know what I'm saying? To learn about him and his rise. From what I hear, you know, he was a young kid when he was 12 or 13 years old. He lost his father. Comes from a family of Puerto Rican and Mexican heritage, living in Brooklyn, from Brooklyn, and he loses his dad. Obviously, that could cause a tremendous, you know, pain in your life. And as an adolescent, people are going to take that extremely, you know, difficult. It's going to be a difficult time for them in their lives. So he reacted by dropping out of school. He started getting in trouble, selling drugs.
I didn't even know that. I read the article about it. I didn't know. I just knew that he was just popping on social media.
Right, yeah.
He was saying reckless things. Word. He was trolling.
Trolling, right.
But, yeah, obviously I didn't look into who he was and like what he did. But by the time I found out, you know, he's just saying sky with tattoo on his face, all over his face, rainbow hair, and he makes music. And like, you know, shout out.
And you appreciated it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I was just like, and then I started.
You read parts of it too, right?
Yeah, I read parts of it. And I think it's a good topic to talk about, just from our last episode of social media, and it just kind of
reinforced that
and how it came about. But yeah, I didn't know about this kid. I think maybe I saw like a repost on like, you know, funny comedies or something, and yeah, he just made dope music. Like, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And his trolling is absolutely funny. He's a guy of, he got a good sense of humor, in my opinion. And, yeah, but I didn't know he dropped out of high school. I did not know when he started making music. Because by the time I found out about him, he was already
huge. He's popular. He's getting, he's already kind of rising. He was still rising.
Yeah, he's still rising.
So, yeah, so he's, he drops out, starts selling drugs, starts selling weed. And, you know, as a young kid, in this day and age, he had an Instagram account. And he amassed a huge following, just posting. I think it was, he mentioned one post that kind of went viral. And that's how he began gaining this notoriety. And his followers started growing. So social media, this influence of social media, this act, you know, that people kind of put on social media to amass a following.
It's a huge following. He has like 3.6 million, I think.
Damn, that's a lot of followers. So, you know, you can imagine a young kid growing up, you know, catching fire. As soon as social media catches fire, your followership goes. And he was just a social media dude. And he mentioned in the article that someone said, yo, you should do music because you'd look cool doing it. Like, I'm paraphrasing. So, along those lines. And, and that's how he got into it. It wasn't because Tekashi 6ix9ine was an artist right off the bat. He was kind of the social media star.
Did the article include like quotes, right?
From him, directly,
from the lawyer. Yeah,
from a couple people. The quotes that they really got from Tekashi were from an interview on the No Jumper podcast. So shout out to the No Jumper podcast for providing that input, or the New York Times for extracting that input. But shout out to them. It was an interview between Tekashi when he was on the No Jumper podcast, and that's where this information came from. And him explicitly saying that, you know, he didn't, you know, that music wasn't a thing for him. It wasn't something that he aspired to do. He did listen to rap and hardcore metal, and that's kind of how he derived his style from. And he began making music because a social media fan of his told him he'd look cool doing it. And if I'm not mistaken, along those lines. And again, we'll link the article, but yeah, and that's how we started making music.
And then there's that topic of, well, there's Daniel Hernandez, Mr. Daniel Hernandez, kid from Brooklyn.
Right.
Then there's Tekashi 6ix9ine, the rapper.
Right.
And then there's this rainbow headed gang affiliated person screaming sets and repping sets.
Treyway, right?
Treyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not blowing that up. That's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
So, how did the article mention about how he got into gang affiliation? Yeah. Briefly mentioned, like, what was like the timeline of it?
Because when I
found out, it was just, he's just screaming these things, but
right, he was already screaming these things before when you were introduced to him.
Right.
Well, from what I ascertained from the article, it was pretty much he started making music, like had a low key buzz, and I think Trippie Redd collaborated with him.
Yeah.
And they got together, and Trippie Redd's management,
I think they were under like the same label.
Started managing Tekashi, a label out in LA. I don't know the specifics of that deal, but that's how he kind of began to blow up. Trippie Redd had a following. I'm not too familiar with him, but he had a following. Introduces Tekashi 6ix9ine. They do a song together, and he starts getting a buzz. So naturally, Tekashi goes back to Brooklyn. There's a small buzz, and there's a guy from the hood that they are aware of each other, or they've seen each other, or he's around the hood. I don't, again, know exactly how that, but along those lines, again, the article will be linked. And, you know, he was a known gang member.
Yeah.
And gang member X, I'll just call him, you know, for this purpose, introduces himself or gets introduced to Tekashi. He hears of Tekashi getting a little buzz, and Tekashi introduces, you know, sees, knows him. He's a gangbanger, and he's a known gangbanger. He's an OG out there, and they kind of see some mutual beneficial things that they can exchange based on their backgrounds. Gangster X goes, he sees Tekashi as a rising star, a lucrative, obviously,
right,
portion, he'll be very lucrative, yeah, financially. And Tekashi sees
super marketable,
right, because, yeah, of this weird style, unique style rather, that he has. And of course Takashi's like, yo, this guy's a gangbanger, like hanging with this guy's immediately gonna give me some street credibility. Right. This guy's knee deep in the streets, he's obviously doing whatever gangbangers do.
And then, you know, as he rose, he, you know, started beefing with people.
He started trolling,
his
thing. Right, like the game, amongst other MCs out there, started trolling them on social media.
Actual people who was affiliated and partake in those activities and that culture, gang culture, like since, I don't know, however.
Real gangsters.
Yeah,
I mean, gangsters who obviously have made a name for themselves in music.
Yeah.
Starts trolling them. And obviously, I would be emboldened a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I got my little crew back here in Brooklyn who are gangbanging too. So why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not troll these guys? I'm going to talk. I'm going to pop off. I'm the king of New York. I run these streets. I'm robbing people. I'm committing robberies. And the issue here is that, you know, when MCs say that kind of stuff, it's either based on past experiences and either they've suffered the consequences by going to jail and getting out and cleaning themselves up and be able to do music. But this was art, like art imitating life, life imitating art, because he was actually getting involved in the criminal activity that Gangbanger X was involved in.
Yeah.
Right. And he, while making money off music, he was doing crimes.
Yeah. So he starts trolling, goes on a press run. He starts, you know, doing interviews, mm-hmm, even more views. I think on The Breakfast Club, he got like, it's the first time in a while that at the end of the day, all the views accumulated was like over a million views.
Wow. And that's huge for them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, definitely. So, you know, starts doing like previews. I actually got to see him perform like live.
Told me that over the summer?
Yeah, it was... I forgot what the show was, but yo, shout out to Ted Park one time. He was one of the main performers over there at SOB's.
Hmm.
And Casanova pulled up. Yeah, Casanova pulled up. Some Rock Nation people were there. And then I see this guy, he's like hooded and he just like, you know, cruises slowly. He didn't have too much security.
Hmm.
And then it was just Tekashi 6ix9ine like performing at SOB's right in front
him.
Of me. It was him,
yeah,
in the flesh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I've never been so excited and
so.
Yeah,
he told
turned.
You pretty amped when he saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
And like nobody.
Gummo was out at the time, right?
Yeah. And nobody even expected that, because I think there was an incident where like something happened where he can't perform at the Barclays or Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
These big venues, it's like a safety issue, so you know they don't want to. I'll bring him in, but it was just, anyways, not to go off tangent, but going on press, like doing little sneak pop-up whatever shows, and then he gets kidnapped.
Right.
He got kidnapped. The guy, he kept on talking trash and doing his thing, blowing up, like no one like can come to me, I'm in LA, like yo, we out here, like YG, where you at? What's up? Like I'm in your hood. But then, you know, I'd imagine if he's just, and then like all the gangbangers out in LA, they already try to locate him and see him through like Instagram and find him, but by that time he's gone like in a hotel. But
was that the shooting? Well, I think
this was like even before the shootings even happened.
But was that the shooting where YG got shot in Times Square?
No.
Okay, that was different. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That was that. I think that was post, but.
But this is when he got kidnapped.
This is prior.
Oh, prior.
So,
okay,
so prior to the kidnapping.
Oh, right. I remember this. He got shot at, right?
He's just going like places all over and just speaking recklessly.
Talking trash.
And people, you know, Bloods from Bloods and Crips, whatever gang affiliation from LA.
Accosted
them. Yeah, they were like very disrespected, and they're like, "Yo, I'm gonna go find this guy."
Right, of course.
This was like prior to the kidnapping. But my point I'm trying to make is he, you know, built this team. He has gang members around him, all this safety and security. And then this guy gets kidnapped, like it was like an abduction.
Right,
which I'm sure you guys may or may not know of, but you guys can look up that incident. It's all over. It happened a few months ago, but Tekashi got kidnapped, and after he got kidnapped, abducted into a car, mm-hmm. Right in front of his crib, and he got smacked. He got beat up. Being blindfolded, whatever. It might be, you know, details might not be super accurate, but, you know, he went to his crib and, you know, I don't know if his mother was there, but pretty much robbed his jewelry. He mm-hmm. got robbed. And all I know is at the end that during the abduction, there was a quick moment where he was able to escape. So he just got out of the car.
Fast forward,
after you hear the interview, he actually found out that it's somebody is leaking information, and it's actually from the inner circle. It's from his own team.
Mm-hmm.
So then he fires everybody.
Right.
Right. And he goes solo dolo.
Right.
And then this case came up.
Yeah. Well, apparently the kidnapping was because at the time he was beginning to try to distance himself from the Bloods.
Oh, from the Bloods, wasn't from that? The gang. That? Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why he got kidnapped. He got kidnapped by them.
Okay.
Because I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, if you even know, but according to the article, he starts kind of denouncing his crew.
Right.
In his music.
Yeah.
And obviously being gangbangers, they got disrespected and they set up the kidnapping.
Yeah.
And that's how that whole kind of ordeal happened. And then he obviously got out and came back. But during this whole time, apparently FBI's building case on.
Yeah, and you know, after just reading upon what's going on.
We don't want to tell the whole article.
We're not here to
just, it's a good article. Read it, but
summarize it or whatever, but you know, in reinforcing social media and just what happened. I think one of the key points that we're not here to talk about his full biography or timeline of everything that happened, but I think a good point that the article made was how his rise to fame and music and social media megastar
was social media.
His rise to fame was social media.
Tekashi 6ix9ine was a byproduct of the social media rise to fame, for sure. He didn't even aspire to be a music artist. That wasn't his goal. He was on social media. His unique character caught fire. His trolling.
Yeah.
He built himself.
Right.
And for all the hate that I give the guy from a musical standpoint, I gotta give him extreme props for doing this entire... I give all the social media stars props, because they really take nothing to something. They really make nothing from something. They're given a platform.
Yeah.
That is easy to use to interact with the masses, like sort of like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And they build the base. Exactly what we're trying to do right now. And he's one of the few who made it. And that's amazing, you know, to me. But again, that thirst to be the most followers, the most powerful social media star, whatever that means, whatever that encapsulates, he was pushed to do things that ultimately led to what is looking to be his demise.
Well, I also feel like, you know, from our last topic on social media, on episode 6, I forgot to mention that you asked, like, what the end goal is, mm-hmm. right? And what I meant to explain what influencers do and, like, what they bring to the table,
right,
is that it's a full-time job.
There's of course.
People doing this for a living, and I feel like, again, I don't know how Tekashi rose to fame. I mean, yes, he's unique, he trolls, whatever.
Right.
And personally, I just feel like it naturally just kind of like happened. I don't think
Well, what do you mean? Like the growth?
The growth.
Totally. But the social media thing is organic.
Yeah, it's all organic.
It's organic, right? Yeah. No one's forcing anything down your throat.
Right.
I'm putting this out there.
So do you think Tekashi wanted to be an Instagram star? Or do you think...
Well, he obviously didn't want to be a rapper, according to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Which brings up... And I want to get to that point on the article.
Mm-hmm.
We start seeing... you mentioned it earlier, like prior to, you know, us going live, but street cred and how there was a reverse, right? Like with hip hop,
right?
The upcoming, and that's what I want to talk about. There's people,
great
who,
juxtaposition.
You know, like Pusha T. He's a drug dealer,
right? And
his
experiences led him to his music,
right? And his stories are real stories that, you know, he went through and mm-hmm. he experienced, and
for sure.
It's authentic, and he wrote it. It's his music, his artistry, it's his voice, his, you know, representation. Whereas Tekashi 6ix9ine, I don't even know like what he really talked about, but
he saw music as a stepping stone.
He saw music as a stepping stone
to grow more,
right?
To rise to more
fame. Because it said, you should go ahead and make music, right? And then the gang affiliations, they saw, well, you know, that's specific set. They saw that, okay, this could be monetized.
Well, again, it's another juxtaposition, right? Because it's, okay, I'm a social media star. I'm going to use my power and wield it to become a musical star to even further my social media empire.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you got to credit Gangbanger X because... Yeah. He's a businessman,
right?
Obviously, how he acquires his finances is something you doesn't need to be discussed. But he saw opportunity in a social media star who began to make music, caught a buzz to say, "Man, this guy can further the gang organization, and I can make money off him." And Tekashi saw Gangbanger X, and he was like, "Well, he's doing not so cool stuff, like criminal activity."
Yeah.
What does the criminal activity do to any musical star or anyone? It boosts your credibility.
So, it's not even that you... And my point was, it's not that you had to be a gangbanger to... Or deal drugs to become a rapper.
To be successful.
Be successful.
That's not the case, right?
I think it's just... it's just different how... Music, going through this music route, it just reinforced. It was just a stepping stone to this amassed fame. And the thing that I question is that he's making music, he's a rapper now.
Right.
And then because of his affiliation and being associated with a certain set,
mm-hmm.
and they got his back, now he's a gangbanger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's videos and footage of him actually, you know, doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So... the article mentioned how it started with social media, and it was a reverse way of how it was, as if it's social media. Hey, I got popular, I got famous, and I'm rising to fame, doing different avenues of, you know, meeting people and within the gang, and also, you know, trying to pursue music and doing that route. It just wasn't lifetime. I feel like it wasn't real time, if that makes sense. It's not as if, like, you know, he was younger and like an aspiring artist, whatever. Mm. And
right, he wasn't scrapping to get, like, you know, writing raps and trying to get into music labels.
Yeah,
he was amassing his following because of the shenanigans on social media.
And to my point, it's the authenticity of, like, your story,
right? And that's
right. While his story was just like, as he's going on, the story is like being written, and he's becoming a rapper as he's going through this transition.
I think what you're trying to say is that the rise of a social media star is a path unique other than being a sports star,
right?
Being a musical star, being another kind of talent, an actor, because of it. You're right. You kind of mentioned that real time. It is almost. It's in social media time. Social media time almost has its own timeline, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty short.
Right.
I mean, for the most part. Some can extend it, but most, it's like, okay, you start to bubble. And then all of a sudden, your following increases. You're promoting. You're on TV. You're doing commercials.
That's how you even become a rapper.
And that's and then the savvy individuals go, okay, I've garnered the talent to attract people to grow a following. Now I can't keep doing this. You have to evolve in like anything.
Yeah.
What and Tekashi's evolution was because of his already. Huge social media base.
Yeah.
He was able to catapult himself through all the kind of the nonsense and already kind of catch fire and be like, okay, I could do the music because I'm already here. People are like, yo, what's next? You're trolling. You're crazy. You get yellow. You're crazy hair.
He makes some fire music though. In my opinion, his beats.
His producer.
His producer. Shout out to his producer. Whatever it is, he makes music. It's his name on it. He's rapping. But we have to give respect where it's due. He has some fire songs and it's streaming. Like, I think it was top 50 already right when it dropped.
If any artist comes out with any type of music and it's either they die or they get involved in some kind of shooting or activity of some sort, sales are always going to blow.
No, but...
Right? No. What I'm saying, I'm not trying to downplay anything. I'm just saying, like, it just so happens his sophomore music album mixtape, I don't know what it is, comes out when he's going to jail and faces an extremely long sentence. And the thing is, right here at the end of the day, is I'm not going to agree with the music, but I'm absolutely going to respect this kid and the fact that he created his own brand. I don't have to like it, but I respect the process. And now the sad part about it, and I'm crushed about it, even though the guy's not been the best citizen. Is that the star that you created, dude?
Yeah.
He did that on his own.
Right.
Comes burning down.
I mean, yeah.
And that's a
I feel like a wild thing. Yeah, I mean, but in terms of who's hot and who gets excited amongst the youth right now, it is Tekashi 6ix9ine. He just has this energy and this natural attraction. Yeah, he's popping. He's hot. And so with his music out, I think he got like arrested maybe like 3-4 days before the release.
It didn't even release. Like it leaked.
It leaked. Yeah, but it's on Spotify though.
The label put it out officially.
Yeah,
and then they put it out officially.
But that's so. What I want to say to that is, again, that's how rappers.
I guess that's how they're made nowadays.
That's how they're made.
Uh-huh.
And I also felt like with this rise and with this person, Tekashi 6ix9ine, just saying, F the world, I'm the king of the world, I'm king of this. And he has a huge influence too.
Well,
he influences these people on social media.
Yeah.
And
then create their own music or their own kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's... And then also it shows the side of how this gang culture, this gang life, and repping the set, like, it's there...
One, it's real. It's real.
It's real. Number one, is real. Real. And...
Number two, you want to play in the dirt.
Yeah,
you're going to get dirty.
What's that word? He's, like, appropriating it. Is that the right word?
Oh, he's... That could be true. That could definitely be said, yeah.
I mean,
he brings to light, and again, I'm referring back to the article, and I don't want to turn this into a Tekashi conversation,
right.
But the article says that, you know, it does mention, what were we talking about?
Appropriation.
Right, it kind of said that, you know, he glorifies a lot of these negative things that people actually are struggling in these environments.
And then with the money that he makes, he, you know, with snippets, he spends it, and he also gives back to the community and saying, hey, with the wealth that I made, with whatever I glorified, it gave me money, and now I'm giving it back.
I don't know that aspect, but if he was doing that, that's, hey,
but
like I said, I didn't agree. I didn't like the kids' music. That's really all it was to me.
And then you have, you know, these kids in the suburbs who, I don't know, suburbs in Long Island, and
also, oh, they probably love that kid.
Yeah, also like in the Midwest, like they go and they're like, because they live vicariously through him.
Yeah,
but and that energy also applies to me too.
Yeah,
I'm like, dang, so this is how like gang culture looks like. You see all these like bandanas. Obviously, it's all staged, and you know, in it's the music cool. videos, it's not like
cool.
Again, I'm not, you know,
glorifying or doing what he's doing.
Yeah,
was
but,
doing.
It just gets me curious, and I'm just like.
But, going back
but
to
it's
your,
a serious
thing, and going back to the point that you made earlier about these are how hip hop artists come to be,
yeah.
And
you gotta accept it.
And I'm not saying that I gotta accept it, but that's why the culture. Well, maybe not. Well, the rap aspect of hip hop culture,
right.
That's maybe to me has kind of. Been a little bit watered down because it doesn't really take much because, again, you're catapulting yourself from your social media.
Yeah. Anyone...
So the kids are already wet behind the ears. They're like, I mean, they're hanging on every word you say.
Yeah.
You could be saying, duh, 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 duh.
Yeah.
These kids are like, yo, that shit is hot.
Yeah.
Over a dope beat. So that comes to, you know, on the older generation side, we look at that and maybe not a lot of us know this, but think about it. These hip-hop artists now, they're not in the projects or wherever they're not in battle circuits trying to make a name for themselves like when rap rose to be, right? You stepped up in the streets, you had some raps, and if somebody wanted to check you, he'd come up to you and you guys would battle, right? That was how the origins of how battle rap came, and that's what people would do. Like, who's the best on the block?
Yeah.
Who's the best rapper out here? That's from neighborhood to neighborhood, right? Who's the best rapper out here? I want to battle him. Those days are over.
Now it's like, yo, it's your boy Splash. We out here, Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Who's the best rapper out there?
Yeah.
Y'all can't
ABC, even talk. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all
the best.
Y'all want to come at me? Y'all got to make sure I see them in the comments. Throw some likes.
At me,
yeah.
At him.
But I'm like on Instagram Live. I'm talking to the viewers, talking to the world, quote unquote.
Right.
Come at me, mm-hmm. But it's just you're behind a camera,
right?
And also to that point,
where
is,
you can create the most utterless environment that you can. Like,
oh yeah, it's just it's everything.
You think this is a studio?
Yeah. Psych. There ain't no studio.
It's the office in the house.
This office in the house.
It's the office in the house, guys.
We got the super behind filming,
yeah,
making it beautiful.
Mitch on the boards. He's like. A camera? I don't even know what he's using.
I'm using my iPhone.
Yeah, just my
iPhone. Y'all saw that? I deleted Instagram so I don't get no notification. I deleted my Instagram so I don't get notifications pop up in the backdrop.
I look at spreadsheets on this TV other than this, man. I'm on spreadsheets and look at email on this TV.
Oh, so...
Don't get it twist, man. So, we create an environment out here, you know
to
what
get,
I mean?
To
it's
get
a
back,
persona.
To get back... My question to you is, how do you feel? So, the point is, with social media, you could become anything and any role, if as long as you have that following.
I mean, well, even if you don't.
Even if you don't, yeah. I mean, but
you need one.
Well,
just need one. You go. Everyone starts with one. Remember did you have MySpace?
Yeah, I
have. Remember MySpace. Tom?
Yeah,
first friend.
Tom.
Tom, your first friend. Everybody's got a Tom.
Everybody got a Tom.
It's what you do. It's Tom telling Sue, and then Sue telling Larry, Larry telling Mo. That's Splashy's the man. You know what I'm saying? That's how the social media. It's that's how it is.
Yeah.
Simplicity.
Yeah.
At its finest.
And once you and you capture the eyes of companies, other brands when you get that K, 10K, 15K,
well,
20K.
That's the power.
That's the power. The influence.
Because companies, again, going back to the timeline,
yeah.
Companies cannot organically create
these
magical plants of marketing like a social media star can.
Yeah.
Right?
They're direct to consumer. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That is the, and we're marketing guys at heart, right? That is the goal.
That is.
If you can get directly to consumer without any mediums, the job's easy.
So how do you feel about that situation? I mean, I mentioned that, you know, you just got to accept it, right? But that's what people want to do. They want to get Instagram famous. And with that platform, they're like, I could really be anything I want. I could be And there are people who started off, you know, shout out to Inda one time. You know, she's a fashion designer herself, mm-hmm. and she just started, you know, showing out her fits, her work. And, you know, she landed a job at Nike in Portland, Oregon as a designer. And obviously the brand caught her attention from her profile and mm-hmm. her following. But so there are those successful stories where people use the platform to really showcase their work and build upon something and do that. But how do you feel about, you know, just the messages, like what they're actually seeing when you see somebody like a Tekashi 6ix9ine, yo, I just want to get viral, just like, you know, splash... Cash Me Outside girl, and she's like a rapper now. And
Bad Baby?
Bad Baby with a B-H-A-D.
Yeah, Bad Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
You know, and you're going to probably see a lot of those.
You know what it is? It's that right now, we're at a precipice with our society and technology. Hmm. Where...
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. I think we're at a point where we have to really... We're at a crossroads, right? We've seen how social media affects our society, right? We've talked about it in our last episode, right? It fuels us right now. Social media is everybody's on social media. Everybody's on Instagram. Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody you know, grandmas, grandpas, kids my age, kids his age, or older adults at my age.
My pastor started following me on Instagram.
Everybody's on Instagram. Pastor me on it. Right. Yeah. Hey, there you go. Shout out to the pastor on Instagram. Everybody, we really have to kind of, and what I'm kind of scared of is that we're not going to really take a step back until we find out what's, like, until we find out that something's really wrong. Like, what is social media going to do to us, right? I'm not saying it's not a couple months from now, but we have to, technology's moved at such a rate. Social media has moved at such a rate. We've never seen a phenomenon like this before.
Yeah.
Because when my kids are born, like, it might be a completely different landscape than it was when I was their age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think the movement, which I think is going to start rising, I think we're going to see this a little bit more in the next couple of years. You're going to start seeing rises where it's like, ditch this. You know, phone free, social media free. You're gonna start seeing groups where you're like, you know what, ditch the phone.
You sort of talk about like mental wellness, like
Just not because we don't want to have immediate information or this and a third. All this consumption has to be damaging us,
and you lose your touch of what reality is.
And so, whether it be you lose touch of reality, or you become addicted to trying to aspire, like we mentioned, into something or someone that you don't want to be, or you do want to be, but really in reality, you don't want to be.
Or you be somebody that you're not really are for somebody else, for those followers,
for those brands. Right, create a persona. Like, again, these are all personas. Tekashi is a persona he created.
Is Splash a persona?
Yeah, for sure. Young Jedi Fresh is absolutely, we're personas that we're putting out there. But we have to kind of, you know, I think, and I'm preaching, right? Don't get me wrong, but we do have to kind of take a step back and go, what is this doing to us, really? Well, how is this damaging? And I think really what it is like shorter attention spans.
Yeah.
The lack... What really I see, it's the lack of wanting to learn anymore. Why do I have to learn? Everything's so accessible.
It's right there.
Why do I have to learn? And remember when we talked about in a couple episodes about the evolution of music? Mm. Like when I heard one artist...
Yeah, why do I need to learn about Bobby Digital?
Right. Like I wanted to learn about other artists because the curiosity... It was like it's growth. It's how you it's discovery. Right now, discovery is who saw the news and pop up on their feed first. That's discovery. Well, now
also the thing is, you could curate your discovery.
Right. So, very excellent point, bro.
Yeah.
So elaborate that on that.
Whatever, you know, it's like whoever. So before social media, before anything, you had to either live it or I mean by reality, by living life, you know, touch your hand on the stove and you're like, oh shoot,
put my hand
on the stove. It's hot. You're like, oh, okay, so that's hot. I'm, you know, man's not hot, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pot's not hot, whatever, stove's not hot.
Right.
And like, you know, if you go out and you see I don't know, like somebody like on the street, or like it's cold, or like I'm throwing something else, but you know, from real life experiences you learn,
right?
And
that's what shapes
and with
you.
Magazines and with, you know, textbooks, like the physical things you had to put in work for it. Mm-hmm. Right, but with now there we have the internet, and we Google everything. We have apps, mm-hmm, that tells you how to use your finances, or mm-hmm, helps you better equip. And we have this freedom of what we want to consume on a digital platform.
Like sports.
Yeah, sports.
I just
want to
see sports. I just want to hear good news.
Like food, good news, yeah. And
I just wanna...
So it's almost as if...
You could be oblivious to everything that's actually going
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Because, and I'm a victim of that too. Like everybody
I
is.
Think, I agree,
because
me
we,
too.
Because everything is so personalized, and everything is like, okay, Joe, what do you want to do today? Or like, what do you like? Let me come up with a good portfolio that matches you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing when you're on Netflix and you're looking at, you know, all the data and all that insight that's stored with your behavior and how you are. It's curated so that you might, you know, after you watch an action movie, you might only just see action movie recommendations for you.
I mean, we're talking on digital marketing,
yeah.
101,
right?
Right. I mean, when you're in search... Okay, I'm looking for sneakers today.
Yeah.
What ads am I going to naturally see after that? I input that data.
Probably see StockX.
Probably see discounts. 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah.
20% off your first purchase.
Shoe cleaners.
Right. You're going to be... The marketing kicks in.
Yeah.
You're going to start naturally go... And then subconsciously that begins to hit. Oh, man. I got to take advantage of that
20%. Yeah, so it's a combination of, you know, with that data... other brands speaking to you and kind of feeding you, you know, based on your purchases, based on what you like, whatever,
right.
The algorithm. And then as you're being consumed of that, you're like, oh, okay, I like that. Let me go and explore into other avenues or different things. And it just kind of crumples up and it goes...
It's a circle
and it goes round and round. And
right.
While you don't even know that there was a freaking shooting... in Cali,
right,
in Thousand Oaks, you don't
That's
even
point.
And honestly,
you're oblivious.
Yeah, right. You're oblivious to it, and I didn't.
I'm
even,
on the sneakers there, bro. I'm trying to get these shoes.
I don't even know about, you know, the fire, what's going on, and
right, that's true.
So even with news too, you get to pick,
yes,
and filter out. Yeah. So in that reality, and that, you know, I'm living on memes, and I'm just following like all these accounts. Like you get detached to reality, and yeah, it's scary.
Well, it numbs you, too.
It right? numbs you.
It's like, it numbs you to the point, like, you know what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it numbs you, especially to, like, your heart and your thoughts and your feelings, how, oh, that doesn't affect me. Like.
Right, that's, the, yeah.
Like,
that's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's, you know what? When you kind of, when all that news, because it comes in so fast, right? You can hear all the bad tragedies around the world,
yeah,
in a minute,
yeah,
right? It like, what kind of impulses does that kind of start to block in humans, like in people, like,
yeah,
where it's like, if someone tells you, you know, my friend just died in a tragic way, you're just like, oh man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, some guy in so-and-so country the other day got ran over by a train because he owed money to some kind of gang or something.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't care. It's like, we're not as, I feel like human beings, don't you feel like it kind of feels like the compassion goes like, it's almost fake. When you used to hear a, it used to be like mean something like, wow, they're really expressing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, now it's it's like.
Yeah. And now it's like, how can I Google to sound compassionate? Or like, what
yeah.
am I supposed to
what do? Am I supposed to do?
Like, what's the right thing?
Right.
And
now you have a machine telling you to go,
yeah,
well, you should talk calmly or what? And,
yeah.
And it's like, how are, what you say, we're going in a circle. Like, how do we discover? Like, again, when you're, like, when you get curated stuff, you're absolutely right. It just keeps circling and circling.
Constant like, sneaker news.
Sneaker news. Yeah.
And that's your reality.
Yeah. So my purchases tend to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to going, okay, I got this and then doing this and then naturally finding out about stuff because someone told you about it. Like, hey, I'm fishing. And it's like, oh, really? You fish around here?
Yeah.
Like, you use it as an example, but it's like, it's because what Google wants to know, they want to know all your interests.
Yeah.
So they just can keep feeding you endless advertisements or content, rather, that just keeps you preoccupied with that and maybe not thinking outside of anything else, like whether it be the news, whether about, man, you know, thinking about your neighbor, or, you know, that it's a crazy thing, man, social media. And
I also felt like, just my two cents, I felt like your creativity, your imagination, like your fantasy, like
it kind of starts to dwindle.
Yeah.
Because you can, again, the impulses, you can start searching this. Well, I can, there's no more work involved.
Yeah.
There's no more thought.
Yeah.
It's almost funny because it kind of aligns with all these sci-fi movies and stories that we hear where machines are going to just tell you what to do and think. Like, there's going to be a come to a point, again, and that's why I say maybe not in my lifetime, but we're at a precipice where it's kind of like, are we going to stop thinking for ourselves and just go, Alexa, what do I eat today?
Yeah. I mean,
What do I want to do with my life?
I think there was something like, you know, Black Mirror, like there's definitely,
I don't know that one.
On see? Cue.
Alexa, what do you want from me? Huh?
On cue.
See, but it's on cue, yeah. It's talking to the young Jedi, not,
yeah,
not Mr. Splash.
It's Black Mirror out here,
wow,
for real.
Yeah.
Black Mirror type shit.
So I also feel like, so with that said, with the topics that we discussed, what are some steps that you would personally take to maybe detach from, you know, what's going on? I know that's a out of nowhere question that I threw at you. Not to put you on a hot spot, but you on the hot spot.
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
I
mean, I can tell you today that I'll put my phone down less.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. it's only gonna increase.
I just,
like, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't wanna belabor the point, but everybody has their own habits on the internet or social media or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's only going to increase. Unless you honestly, there's an impulse, there's a drive where it's like, let's stop this.
Yeah.
But it's not, because everybody does it. It's where everything happens. We're on the cyber highway. Like, dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no stopping this train.
It's only going to keep going. You're feeding the machine.
Right. It's really, again, and that's why I keep going back to, not to be preachy, like, as a society, we have to kind of go, you know, this is cool, right? And this is great, but what's the detachment from that? Right? So, like, kind of, and what I mean by that, it's like, okay, we work Monday to Friday, but we have Saturday and Sunday. We detach from work.
Yeah.
How do we detach from the internet? So, Thanksgiving was last week. Switch gears real quick. We're in the thick of the holidays. It's December 1st tomorrow. Had a good Thanksgiving. What about you?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah?
I didn't really have a time to really reflect and see, like, what happened. I don't think people even talk about what they're even, like, thankful for. Usually we try to do that even, like, I don't know, maybe at church a few years ago, whatever gathering, we would say, hey, well, like, what are we thankful for?
Yeah.
But, I mean, did you have an opportunity? Do you even think about it? Because now Thanksgiving is just, yo, let's get the turkey.
Let's show
each other's food, what's on the table. It's all about, hey, thankful
Black Friday. Yeah.
And then, you know, you got your football.
I mean, I'm like any other red-blooded American, I mean, food is on my mind 100%. Football is on my mind 100%. But you know, I'm living my best life, man. You know, over the past few years, and I'm always thankful. I'm thankful every day. I might not say it out loud, but there's always a point in the day. I may have not been doing as often because of all the craziness going on in my life, but there's always a point where I say, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of things that I have, the blessings that I have. I'm always thankful for that.
Are you thankful during the bad times? Because it's easy to be thankful when something good happens. Well, but you know, well, when times are tough, like, you know, not to be preachy, but
good point.
I just had a, like, faith is easy when everything is going well, but like,
yeah,
but I felt like, no, I mean, I read a quote, like, your true faith shows when, you know, it's time of turmoil and times of uncertainty, and that's what true faith is. So
yeah.
Not and again, not only being faithful during the good times or, you know, only during the bad times, but I find it so true, you know. When things are going well, it's so easy to say, oh, you know, all glory to God, and I want to, you know, thank you, God. But, like, you know, how is your relationship with God, you know? Like, if you were a child of God,
yeah.
You know, like, how does that, what is the, like, the driving force of, like, that relationship? Is that relationship based on your circumstances, or is it based on purely your conversations with the Lord? And the God above. So, yeah, anyways, to my point, I was just saying, you know, we should be thankful more often.
Yeah, I know. And, of course.
Well, we could always be, yeah.
Well, I think, not to catch you up, but to catch you up.
Yeah.
I
was waiting for that. You finally did it.
I don't think being thankful has to do anything with religion. And religion does tie into that very deeply.
Oh yeah.
For some people, but to be thankful doesn't require acknowledging a specific deity, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Would that make sense? I think being thankful, I think as a person, as a human being, you can just be thankful. And again, I'm not trying to downplay.
I'm glad you brought that up, because for me, it's based on, you know, the message. It's Amazing Grace. Like, that's...
For sure.
So, no matter what happens, because God loved me, and He forgave me, and, you know, He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for me.
Sure.
That, you know, when I'm not supposed to receive this love, when Splash is a sinner, and he does all this, and all these mistakes, all these imperfections, and yet he says that He loves me, and He, you know, paid the price for me. Again, I share this because this is the most important thing, and it does go into being thankful and being grateful. It's God's amazing grace upon my life that I do not deserve at all. No matter what happens, I can only tell myself and say, wow, like, Jesus, thank you. Like, thank you for that love. Thank you for still, like, loving me and giving me a second chance, no matter how many times I fail you. And I think that's why I brought up my faith, because, you know, there's a lot of times when during circumstance or whatever, like, mm-hmm. You get bitter or you get upset, whatever it is, and you just start questioning, you know, God and, like, what He's doing in your life. But not to you know, get too preachy. I know I said that like 5-10 times, but I'm gonna probably get preachy because, you know, child of God.
Shameless plug.
I just, for me, when it becomes being thankful, I think about His grace upon my life.
Yeah, no, so,
and that's not the only way for you to be thankful. For me, it's just tied in. Like, no matter what it is, I didn't deserve that, and so I have no right to never ever be, like, unthankful or ungrateful.
Hey, listen, man, from your perspective, 100%, I can't disagree with you.
Yeah.
You know, a couple things. Again, like I said, I don't think, you know, I'm not saying necessary for me, but sure. Again, to be thankful, I don't think that requires any higher power. Again, not to downplay that at all. For me, it's a little bit of both. I'm definitely aligned with my faith and thankful to God that for the blessings that he's bestowed upon me. But I'm just thankful in general, man. And to answer your question, yeah, when things were down, of course there were points where I was like, you know, bitter. But you know, there was definitely an example this year that's about to pass that I definitely was like, you know, down, and I didn't waver. I said, you know what, this is a test or another challenge, and you know, again, not to get too preachy, I don't think God would give me a challenge that I can't handle. So, I'm always thankful. So yeah, I'm very thankful, and it's sad that, you know, we gotta wait till the last 2 months or month and a half of the year to kind of reflect that. But I try to honestly be thankful every day. But you know, it's the holidays, so this is a good time. It used to be a downtime for me.
Everyone started being nice to me at work. I'm like, oh, like,
did you really? Did you just notice that?
Yeah. Well, during like right a few days, maybe it's because everyone's excited for the 4 day holiday like weekend.
Oh yeah, right? Definitely people were pretty excited.
Yeah, but
I didn't notice because I was busy as
for like the production guys. Y'all know who you are. Y'all would never watch this, but you know, I'm gonna send you the clip to this section. But yeah, some of the production guys, they're like upset all the time, but
they're pretty chipper.
Were pretty, and part of it has to be, you know, they're like, happy Thanksgiving, Sam. I don't need, and usually like creative needs to do it, but he's like, no, I got you. Don't worry about it. Like, anyways, during the season, they are changing and they are, you know, being nice. So
glad to hear it.
I hope it's just, you know,
it stinks that it's gotta be like,
I hope it's just not during the holidays.
Well, I think you do mean that people a little bit more nicer this year. I mean, people, it's not like people are just mean. I'm just saying, like, people are a little bit more apt to going, hey,
yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Open. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So it's holidays, man. What do you got? We got anything planned for Christmas?
For Christmas, I'm usually in LA. I have church service. And
going home?
Yeah, probably spend Christmas in LA in like 70 degrees weather. And subtle. You know, just, you know, go to the Grove, to a mall, and play with fake snow or something where you water it. And yeah. And celebrate an In-N-Out, or I don't know. Yeah.
Celebrate so. In-N-Out. Oh, yo, it's your birthday coming up too, right?
Hey, December 11th. Holla at your boy.
Happy birthday, man. Happy early birthday.
All the goodies. My address is psych. You ain't going to get my address.
Surprise you didn't say. You know. Yada, yada, yada. New York.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. A few upcoming news. You know, a lot of things going on in my life. You know,
praise up, blessings on blessings,
and you know, God is faithful. And again, this was probably one of the most toughest years I've had, and a lot of things I would question, and like certain relationships that I've had with people, just like certain doors closing, and you know, and new doors opening. So I'm happy that. Although there were times when I was down and bitter and upset, like I you know, try my best to remain faithful and stay strong and, you know, trust in him with everything. So, it ain't about me, but, what I'm most excited about is after this show, I'm actually getting my first pre-launch of my clothing brand Child.
Child one time.
Talking about tragedies and how we may be numb to certain things that happen and oblivious to what's going on around. My boy Vic is actually going on to a missions trip with his church, and it just happened to be the village in Cape Town, South Africa, that they were gonna go minister and share the message, you know, pour out their love and do some community service, charity work. That there was a wildfire there, and there's plenty of people who's lost homes. And after reading that article, and like, you know, it's an unfortunate event, and that really hit home. And I'm like, dude, I should be more knowledgeable or put more of an effort in what's going around in the world. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so those long sleeves t-shirts, only 100 made, pre-launch of Child Worldwide. I'm receiving them tonight.
Oh, I got a shirt. One of those shirts are mine.
Yeah.
Did I got to pay my bill.
You pre-ordered?
Yeah, pre-ordered.
You Venmoing me yet? Okay, anyways.
Wow.
So shout out to people who...
Did I Venmo you yet?
The invoice?
Cut this off, man.
So, yeah, to wrap it up, all profits, whatever.
Go in my pockets.
We'll be going into his pockets, and I'm going to poke a hole, take the money back, and then we'll go to fund Victor's church mission trip and the team. So thank you guys. I'm super excited for that. And, you know, this is just an exclusive shirt. It's going to come out later on.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know I've talked too much, but that's what I'm looking forward to.
He has talked a lot.
And, yeah, Child Worldwide.
Yeah, man. Yo, good luck on that trip, bro. Blessings on that. Huge endeavor that you're taking
upon.
It's
like he's gone in like 3-4 weeks, so we're not going to have video.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he can, like, you know.
Maybe he could
automate something,
or maybe he. Well, I mean, excuse me. Maybe we could just press the record.
We're gonna record our next podcast after.
Yeah, we'll record it, and then the file we'll just send it to him, and then
you know, have to do a scene out, out in Africa.
Give him a little shout out.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the bush.
Yeah,
but yeah, let me turn my internet on so I can get the YGOG Show podcast show. Yeah, no, Vic's totally that dude.
Yeah, we'll shout you out. Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's dope. But for me, in closing, you know, just want to say thankful for the show. Thankful for you, bro. Appreciate us getting through episode 7. Thankful for Vic for producing our last. This is our third video with him.
Thankful for Cindy who made the logo.
Thankful for Cindy. Thank you so much for making the logo. Again, shout out to Vic. I mean, this is our third video. He's really. We've got a huge invoice. We've not paid it. And he continues to go. He continues to listen.
What invoice?
Yeah, he must.
I don't
know
about no invoice.
He must not know I'm a great bullshitter because I keep going. I'm like, yo, the check ain't come. It didn't get there. I'm a remail it. I'm gonna write it right now. You go to the bank with this.
Yeah.
But shout out to you, man. Real thankful for you for doing what you do for us on the video tip. That's huge. And absolutely thankful for everybody's tuned in, whether it was I know Sam's a little bitter that a couple people have kind of fallen off, but joking.
Yeah.
But definitely shout out and thankful for you for listening. If you listen to one, if you listen to 10 minutes, or if you've been keeping in touch with all of them, if there's someone out there who's listened to all of them and seen all our videos, like, definitely thankful for you.
Oh, and
but why haven't you emailed us?
Yeah, and the listeners.
And I listen and the podcast. I mean, this is a podcast at the end of the day. Again, check us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Anchor, shout out to Anchor. Anywhere where you can find podcasts nowadays, look up the Young G OG podcast show. This is episode 7. I'm extremely thankful that we're here. Hopefully we keep going, get another one in, and all of a sudden we're at 100. Fingers crossed. But thankful for you guys. Thank you to our listeners for sure. Hopefully we're bringing you quality content that you're enjoying based on the feedback so far it has been. So make sure you follow us at the YG OG podcast show. On Instagram, and make sure you email us for any questions, comments, or concerns. We'd love to read them back to you on video or on the podcast.
Definitely.
Audio will always probably be available first because obviously editing video takes time, but shortly after audio is up, check our YouTube channel. We'll be on there too.
Yeah, I've been getting some comments from people. Hey, what about this? Or any ideas? Those are all great, and I'm sure you might get some feedback from your friends, but it would really mean a lot if you guys just shot us an email.
Be great, man.
And that way we could kind of interact with you guys and on the comment section on YouTube. So everything is just written down and, you know, we could maybe make it more engaging and talk about things that you guys are interested
in. Yeah, we'd love to do that for sure.
That's so my name is Splash. It's your boy Splashy. We out here, but then we in here, but we're actually out there. So that's it.
Yo, it's your boy Young Jedi Fresh. You're tuned into and the closing of the YGOG podcast show. Yo, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus, happy Kwanzaa. Anybody celebrate anything? For the people who don't celebrate anything, shout out to y'all too, man. Peace.